Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Horace Speed. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Tom Underwood. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bossetti moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Bossetti moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bossetti tags and scores. Baylor tags and moves to third. Howell tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Speed. Velez reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Howell scores. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cerrone for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Date reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Howell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Ruschel now pitching. John Mayberry pinch hits for Doug Ault. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Date takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. Speed moves to second. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay bunts in front of the plate. Diaz juggles the ball. That's an error on Diaz. Mayberry moves to third. McKay moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now catching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks misplays the ball. That's an error on Blanks. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Victor Cruz now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Horace Speed. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Ted Cox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Manning scores. Thornton moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Alexander tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Ron Pruitt now playing third base. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Gary Alexander now catching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hutton pinch runs for John Mayberry. Jim Kern now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay bunts towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Hutton moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Sid Monge now pitching. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bosetti takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosetti moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Howell hits a line drive into left field. Grubb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grubb. Bosetti scores. Baylor moves to third. Howell moves to second. It's 7-3, Blue Jays. Dan Spillner now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Howell scores. Cardi moves to second. It's 9-3, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Date takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Alexander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.